Mormont rounded on him. "So you believe this is Mance Rayder's work, hm? This close to the wall? Or who else, my lord?" John could have told him. He knew, they all knew. Yet no man of them would say the words. "The others are only a story, a tale to make children shiver. If they ever lived at all, they were gone 8,000 years. Even the thought made him feel foolish. He was a man grown now, a black brother of the Night's Watch, not the boy who once sat at old Nan's feet with Bran and Rob and Arya. Yet Lord Commander Mormont gave a snort. "If Ben Stark had come under a wildling attack, a half-day's ride from Castle Black, he would return for more men, chase the killers through all seven hells, and brought me back their heads."
"Unless he was slain as well,"
Sir Jeremy insisted. The words hurt, even now. It had been so long it seemed folly to cling to the hope that Ben Stark was still alive. But Jon Snow was nothing if not stubborn.
"It has been close on half a year since Benjen left us, my lord," Sir Jeremy went on. "The forest is fast. The wildlings might have fallen on him anywhere. I'd wager these two were the last survivors of his party on their way back to us. But the enemy caught them before they could reach the safety of the wall.